Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Schallert with a community comment. First, let me say I like dogs. My wife and I have owned a hound, always a mutt from a shelter or a dog from another family that needed a home. We both owned dogs as children, and I have had a pet for most of our lives. We've had Ben, Fido, Rover, Pal, and most recently Sparky, and spend many years with us. What I don't like are the owners of dogs who do not pick up after their dog drops their business on the trails in our area. The Hammond Trail, which I and hundreds of other community folk use daily, is a perfect example of dog owners who could be more considerate of their fellow trail users. In my walks on the Hammond Trail and in other trails in the community, I find that far too frequently dog owners do not grab the free plastic dog poop bags and pick up the mess left by their hounds. Nearly every day I walk, I see the dogs doing their business and no effort by the owner to clean up after Fido. It was not Fido or Rover's responsibility to pick it up. It's the dog owner's, or if you prefer, the hound's family. These folks know they are doing the wrong thing because they usually look furtively up and down the trail to see if anyone is watching. And what makes things worse is that frequently, I note that a dog owner will take a bag, put the poop in it, and then have the audacity to leave the bag of dog poop on the trail. Who do they think is going to pick it up? County employees? Volunteer trail stewards? As a volunteer trail steward, I'm out there almost every first Saturday of the month working on the trail. We trail stewards work as a team with our county staff, and we trim branches, weed whack grasses, invasive weeds. We pull or clean up invasive pampas grass as well as holly. We clean up vandalism such as graffiti tags. Way too frequently our reward from the irresponsible and inconsiderate dog owner is to be stepping in their dog's poop or weed whacking and hitting a pile of it. You can imagine results when that happens. And then there are dog walkers who don't follow the leash laws and let their dogs romp on the trail. My dog was attacked several times before she passed away, and I have been snapped at and actually bitten a couple of times by free-running hounds. I and others now carry a walking stick for defense to keep me separated from the dogs whose problem was created by their owners. The trails are not for free-running dogs. Leashes are required and should be used. And many thanks to you folks who do pick up after your beloved hounds and keep them leashed. It's appreciated by all of us who use the trail. And now to change subjects. The holidays are upon us, and the shopping season is in full swing. I've talked about the need to shop locally to ensure that local businesses survive and thrive. There are once again measures on the ballot related to taxes, not going to comment on those, but I will say that when we buy locally, we not only help local business, we also generate sales tax that help pay for police, fire, roads, and all our other government services we as a community need. If your favorite item is not available from a local merchant, talk to the merchant about ordering it for you. When you buy local, you're helping all areas of our community. So buy locally this holiday. It makes a difference to the health, welfare, and safety of our community. And a last comment about the holiday season. It's very easy to get busy and distracted during this busy time, but please remember volunteer blood donors are needed at the Northern California Community Blood Bank. Patients in hospitals do not take the holidays off, so the demand for blood continues. Please be the one to save a life this year. This has been Tom Schallert with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.